I grew up here. This is my town. It's your town. We lived through some insane winters. Believe me, you understand what I'm about to say. And many times, and I many times came on the air on this show because we had snow up to our ears and no one had salt to melt the snow, calcium chloride, anything, gone. You know these days, right? We get hammered so bad, everybody hits the stores, gone. So you can't get out, can't go to work, blah, blah, blah. And every time this happens, I go on the air and beg you folks, because you listen, because you're awesome, and you always deliver. Hey, folks, where can we get calcium chloride? Where can we get rock salt? And you deliver time and time again, every single time. I never imagined in my lifetime that I'd be begging folks for that same info and where to get a test for COVID-19. It's insane. Absolutely complete, utter failure of government. There should be stacks and stacks. It should be like toilet paper in the grocery store. And we even had shortages of that. Folks hoarding toilet paper. We should be able to go to Giant Eagle and get stacks of tests for free. What? Why not? Check this out. One of my favorite people, Joanna Dovin, was Luke Ravenstahl's press secretary. Brilliant woman. Fantastic. A community leader, fantastic mother, just, we're very close friends. She calls me yesterday, text, in a panic. What time was it? It was yesterday afternoon. Oh, it was about 7, okay? Panicked, why? I need a test. Anybody have a test? Where can I get a test? So think about this. Someone you would describe as connected, right? Hooked up, insider, cannot find a damn test. Kevin went to 4 different locations yesterday looking for a test. What's going on here, man? Joanna had a fever. She has kids, little kids. Worried about 2 things. Her getting COVID and getting sicker, and her kids getting COVID. Patrick, my man, rushed a test over to her house. This is how Joanna Dovin, misconnected, found out she has COVID. Has a high fever, feeling awful, and now she's trying to find monoclonal antibodies. And the begging continues. It's a disgrace, ma'am. It's a disgrace. It's an utter embarrassment that no one's talking about, that no one will fess up to. No one will say, yeah, we really screwed this up. Man, we should have tests out the wazoo. I'm going to do this now in the interest of helping folks who are listening, who are desperate for tests. Do you know anyone that has tests? My man Big D says, Chartiers Valley Shopping Center has a COVID testing mobile clinic. And a girl there sells test kits. There's one. So now we have to reach out to sources and beg for tests. Come on, man. Disgusting. 866-391-1020. I'm begging you to help folks find tests. Where are they? Where are the rapid tests? Where do you get the PCR test? Where? How? It's disgusting, man. For me, this is a new low in government ineptitude and impotence, not importance, impotence, disregarding public safety and not making enough tests for people. Disgusting, man. Should be ashamed. Jody says the same people that hoarded toilet paper are probably the same ones that cleared the shelves of tests. I don't know. I can't tell you. I'm flummoxed. I tell you what, I'm disgusted. So the only way Joanna Dovin finds out she's COVID positive is my man, my Get Marty producer, Patrick O'Connor, has to rush over there with a test he had at his house. That's it. Otherwise, she's on her own. Can't go to the emergency room. UPMC says don't do it. Too many folks, the wait's too long. Don't do it. Anyone know where to get tests? Anyone. 866-391-1020. And I got to mention something that is so gut-wrenching. We lost a great one yesterday. We just did. Mark Patrick Flaherty passed. Passed away at noon yesterday. He was surrounded by his family, his wife Ann, his daughter Dee Dee, brother Michael, cousins, family members. Mark Patrick Flaherty. He was county controller. He was a great guy. Very smart. He's an attorney, a family man. I remember a debate we had in this studio that Raz pointed out to me that he had years ago with Rich Fitzgerald when they were both running for county executive. Mark died yesterday. He was on a ventilator. He died from COVID. For all those folks out there who tell me that COVID's not a problem, there's a 99% survival rate, that they take vitamins and they work out and they keep their weight down. Mark Patrick Flaherty's family doesn't want to hear that crap right now. Let's say you're right. Let's say there's a 99% survival rate. Let's do some quick math. That would mean, 3.5 million dead. How's that suit you? Disgusted. Here's what's really absurd. That back in the day when there's a lot of snow, if I ask for folks to call, tell me, where can I find calcium chloride? Bam! Phone lines light up. Light up. Now, I'm asking folks right now, where can I find tests, rapid tests? No one knows. Not a single call. 866-391-1020. It's a joke. It's disgusting. It's shameful. Who do we blame? I don't know, man. But wouldn't it be nice if we didn't have to? If all we said was, you know, I went down to the shopping center down the street and I grabbed 40 tests. Can't find one, man. It's sickening. So I can't find a test to find out if I have COVID. And I'm told not to go to the emergency rooms because they're too busy. What am I supposed to do? Sit and wait. For what? And then, once I'm positive and start feeling sick, I can't get monoclonal antibodies. Seriously. Why? We only have one. We used to have three. You know who knows firsthand? My friend Joanna Dovin. Good morning, Joe. How are you? How are you feeling?
I'm a disaster, honestly. I'm okay. No, I haven't had my coffee yet. Usually I'm, you know, by 7 a.m. I've had at least my first cup. I've got kids at home that can't go to school now, so it's not really, I really can't rest like I normally would. But, you know, I'll get through it.
But here's what really, really aggravates me, Joe. You, of all people I know, are so damn connected, you couldn't find a test to find out if you had COVID anywhere, right?
No. Now here's the caveat. So all the CVSs, when you go online, make the appointment, there was nothing available all week for rapid or PCR. And the Walgreens, and called my PCP. They had nothing today. Mm. And they encouraged sort of the Walgreens thing too. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And then I had to start making phone calls, right? Because I haven't had fever and body chills, and I think I had the flu maybe 5 years ago. And of course, you don't want to, you don't know who you expose, right?
Right,
you want that answer so that you can know and inform people. Because I was around people New Year's Eve. I had a brunch with my girlfriends on Sunday. You want to know. So I called you, right? I called you. So there's two options I had. One was there's a place in Greentree, $250. You want to fork up $250.
What?
You can get a test. $250.
Whoa.
Or honestly, like if you were going to the airport, there's a testing place there, right? And it's the same. It's like the same price. So it's there. Don't tell me that people aren't making money off of this, right? And don't tell me that it's democratic, because it's not.
No.
Because you have to know someone, right?
Right.
Or have the resources to figure it out. So, you know, I called you, and of course you knew somebody who had Abbott rapid tests at home, and I was able to get tested that way, and I was, you know, positive.
Man, this makes me want to punch a wall. There's absolutely no way these roadblocks should be in place for someone like you or anyone trying to find out if they have COVID. It's disgusting, isn't it?
It is. And then here's the other thing is like how society stops because of it, right?
Right.
Because there's also people who think they have it and they don't. So their kids don't go to school or can't go to school until they can prove that, you know, let's say you were exposed to someone. Technically in my kid's school, if I was exposed to somebody in close contact, my kids can't go to school unless I have a negative test result.
That's right.
Sorry. But what if you can't get that?
Right.
So what it's teaching people to do is to manipulate the system because the system makes no sense.
Right.
And you just want to go bonkers. You just want to go bonkers.
And then I said, Joe, you got to get monoclonal antibodies. You can't find them, can you? You can't.
No, I called my PCP yesterday. They're supposed to call me back today. I don't know. I mean, at this point, you know, I want to do whatever I can to reduce my risk of having this last longer than it could, right? Because I have responsibilities. I have kids. I have work. Life needs to go on. And I don't know if I can do that. And, you know, I pay a lot of money per month in health insurance. I can tell you that much.
That's right.
A lot of money.
The system.
And I don't use it because I'm healthy, typically, right?
How are you feeling this morning? Are you coughing? Do you have a fever? What kind of symptoms?
It's like I have the flu with a bad cold on top of it.
I see.
But, you know, honestly, and I would have, like, slept in more. I went to bed at, like, 9, woke up at 8 only because I had to get up with my youngest. She was like, Mommy, I want breakfast. I'm like, oh, no. I would have slept more, for sure. Like, you know, that kind of stinks, but now that I'm moving, I'm okay. I'm fine. Like I'll do a little bit of work on my computer today. I'll just stay at home and rest. And I mean, you know me, Marty. I take my vitamins. I eat healthy. I'm active. So I think the other message that really drives me crazy that's not getting out there is that you'll have Fauci have press conferences and Biden. They talk all about vaccinations and boosters, and there's not one message about getting sunlight, getting vitamin D3, keeping your weight under control, eating healthy, reducing your comorbidities, which you can do in 3 weeks.
True.
Nothing on that.
It's true.
That drives me crazy, too. It's like, what messages are we sending our children? Band-Aid. We'll just, you know, vaccine. Which I'm not against vaccines, but I think at all. I mean, I'm vaccinated. I think there's a lost opportunity to help get our society healthier here.
Absolutely. Joe, hang in there. If I can help you in any way, just text me, my dear.
You're the best. And thank you for helping. Thank you so much.
Means a lot.
You're the best.
So imagine that you have to make connections with someone in the know to get a damn rapid test. It's disgusting, man. Shameful. The death of Jim Rogers was tragic, honestly. Had a confrontation with police in October, was tased multiple times, and died. Thrown into that mix, records that show he pleaded for help. Throw into that mix records that show that he was not brought to a hospital for 27 minutes. And folks connecting the dots, suggesting every single cop involved broke the law. every single cop involved is a criminal. Every single cop involved needs to go to jail. This is what happens today in this breaking news culture of ours. Some of my brothers and sisters in the media jump the gun in order to be first with something that isn't true. For example, the media representing this lie that yesterday a significant number of police officers were fired regarding this event, and they weren't. Purporting the lie that was circulated through the media that this death of Mr. Jim Rogers would be declared a homicide, and it wasn't. It was declared an accident. But as any good cop would say, where do I go to get my reputation back? Were there training issues? Looks like it. Will there be discipline? Looks like it. But in our rush to judgment, did we make it harder for good cops to do their work out there? Because now the public has heard they're all criminals. They murdered this guy. They're all going to be indicted, and they're all going to be fired. And none of that has happened. None of it. The FBI passed on the case. The district attorney has the case right now, but has not decided regarding charges because it's a very, very difficult case. But what we do know is fact that the Allegheny County Medical Examiner's Office determined yesterday his death was an accident. Bob Schwartzwalder, union president, joining me. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Marty. Thanks for having me. Can you hear me okay?
Absolutely. Does this information that is leaked from sources to the media and then is reported that these guys were all fired, that this will be a homicide ruling, that they will all be arrested and go to jail, and none of that is true, this troubles you, does it not, sir?
It does, Marty. And two positive things I do want to say about this. If you can say anything positive with the leaks, that the district attorney was very careful in how he handled this case, and so is the medical examiner. So I applaud both of them for withholding judgment, withholding comment, and doing what was right in this case and letting the facts determine their conclusions rather than innuendo or rumor like it's happened from the law enforcement side of this, leaking it to the media.
So yesterday the tweet goes out from a local news organization, from a local reporter, actually, like, it says that six officers have been fired. That's not true, is it, sir?
That is correct, Marty. No one has been terminated regarding this case, and I really don't want to talk about specifics to the internal investigation because when the city does that, they are immediately in violation of the contract, and the union cannot speak about it either because that is protected under the working agreement. Now, once the case is appealed outside of the internal matter, in other words, it ends up in common police court or something, then it becomes public information. And the reason that occurs is because the general public doesn't understand all the legal requirements that you have to follow when you terminate someone, whether that's you from KDKA or anybody in their work. Those internal matters are supposed to remain internal. Imagine if every internal employment matter, whether it involves police or anybody else, was able to be put out in the media before the investigation was complete. You'd have chaos and turmoil. In this particular instance, we had someone tell the media, high level, that cops were fired. And, you know, I don't know the media business. I know something about it.
Right.
But whenever you use sources and they remain unnamed, I have to look at them as suspect, especially when now you're putting reputations, professional law enforcement officers' reputations on the line by saying that they're terminated.
And the public thinks they're guilty. And nothing has been adjudicated. Nothing, sir. It makes it even more difficult to be a cop these days, doesn't it?
Well, sure. That's why you have to have due process. We do not live in a society of star chamber. But with social media and things like that, we are now convicting people. And in this instance, police officers across the country, we're convicting them publicly when we haven't followed any of the rules and regulations of due process. And here's the other thing. The district attorney's in a tough bind right now constitutionally because now someone's leaked, and it concerned the district attorney in this case,
right,
that there were conflicts in statements or conflicts in evidence that he had received. And he said this publicly. I'm not saying something he has not already said.
Right.
or his office has stated. Now, here's the problem. Any compelled statement by those officers regarding the evidence of this leaked investigation will absolutely constitutionally taint his investigation. And it's going to cause headaches. And you know who loses? The cops lose. The justice system loses. The Rogers family loses. And society loses because of irresponsible law enforcement sources running their mouth, and saying things that they're not supposed to say until this investigation is concluded.
Does this determination of this being accidental, does this vindicate those officers?
Well, I would say, based on all the rumors, absolutely. Because when you look at an accidental death, now, if you're talking about departmentally, if there's policies violated, we can have a clean case, but officers still violate policy, Martin. I know you understand that, right? Because you have policies that we have to follow within the departmental realm. But as far as the manner and cause of death that the medical examiner announced yesterday, it absolutely clearly shows that they didn't murder somebody. Something else was going on here. And the medical examiner, that's his or her job to determine. And this medical examiner in this case has made the determination this was an accidental death, not caused by intent by the police, and there's other circumstances that occurred that led to Mr. Rogers' sad and untimely death.
Can you hang in there for a minute, sir?
Sure, Marty. Hi.
Morning, Marty. Lindsay Powell, who previously served as the Assistant Chief of Staff and Policy Director for former Pittsburgh Mayor William Peduto, will join Innovate Pittsburgh as Workforce Strategies Director later this month. In her new role at Innovate Pittsburgh, a public-private partnership comprised of officials from Allegheny County, the City of Pittsburgh, the University of Pittsburgh, Carnegie Mellon University, UPMC, the Allegheny Conference on Community Development, and regional philanthropic institutions, Powell will be tasked with creating a cohesive regional tech training ecosystem that aims to remove barriers of entry in the innovation-centered economy. Also, a federal bankruptcy court in Pittsburgh has approved the sale of substantially all bankrupt shale producer Rockdale Marcellus to Spanish energy company Repsol Oil and Gas USA for $222 million. The sale is expected to be completed around January 19th, according to Omar Alanez, a lawyer for Reed Smith, who represented debtor Rockdale Marcellus. For more on these stories and other local business news, log on to PittsburghBusinessTimes.com. I'm Mike Larson.
That's an important time. If you have elderly folks in your life and you want to take care of them at home, which, by the way, is courageous and says so much about family. But do me a favor. You got to call elder law attorney Julian Gray to set this up. Why? Someone has to have power of attorney. Someone has to have knowledge of the estate. Someone has to know where the money is coming, where the money is going. It's important, believe me. Julian Gray stepped in when my parents passed and did magnificent work for my family. Absolutely magnificent. GrayElderLaw.com, 888. Apologize, 412-458-6000. 412-458-6000. GrayElderLaw.com. It's Marty Griffin. Look, I'm not exonerating everyone's engagement or involvement in the death of Jim Rogers. I'm suggesting that the medical examiner said it was an accident when the general public wanted folks to say these cops are murderers. I think we got to be clear about that. And I think it's only fair because right now, it's a very difficult time to be a cop. Doesn't mean there aren't changes in the department. Doesn't mean there won't be discipline. I think it's fair to say that. Right, Bob? Bob Schwarzwalder, union president.
Right. So, Marty, you know, there are different policies that can come into play in any of these type of incidents, and that's the department's internal mechanism to control that. When we start taking internal mechanisms and making them public, we begin to mislead the public. Like there's criminal wrongdoing with all this hype and social media and leaks going on, when you could have something as simple as the officer failed to use the radio properly or the officer didn't do this properly. But that's not what's stated. What's stated is when there's this leak, whoever this leak was, that told these media personalities that there was problems here and they should be fired, they don't know the specifics. And so someone has the ability to hear it coming from the department itself and even the administration, you know, the mayoral administration at the time, saying that I'm going to take serious discipline. This is horrible. Right. And these cops are wrong.
That's
these cops are wrong.
It criminalizes them, Bob. It criminalizes them.
In the public eye, yes,
it does.
Because
it does.
If you're an average person and you're sitting at home and the mayor of the city or some high-level police official or a media personality saying, I get this from high-level police sources, and they say this is what is going to happen, and you're just a regular average person at home listening or watching, you're going to believe that because you put a lot of integrity and credibility in these people, and that's why I have a problem as a union president that represents the rank and file. Whenever you irresponsibly and recklessly put this information out, when you're supposed to be a cop, and that's why I told you at the outset of my statement to you, where I applaud the medical examiner and I applaud the district attorney for waiting for the evidence before they start talking about this case. Where in this instance, you had high-level politicians and high-level law enforcement officials,
the mayor,
leaking to the media.
That's right. Bob Schwartzwalder, I appreciate your honesty, man. Thanks for delivering. You're the man. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Marty. Thanks for having me. Have a good day.